Please be seated. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, who formed and created everything seen and unseen from nothing, Lord, we acknowledge the glory of the eternal triune God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. We have gathered here to worship you together as one people united in your Son's love, Jesus Christ. With love and wonder we join our voices with angels and saints and those who have gone before us and all the generations that will follow. God the Father, you send your precious Son Jesus to be the light of this world, a light that shines through our hearts and lives, that we may become the love and beacons of light to this world. Stir us in up a love and compassion that reaches out beyond ourselves, Lord. Help us, Lord, to worship you in truth and in spirit today. As we take part communion, bless us today with your presence, Lord. May the services of praises and communion we offer bring honor and glory to your name and blessing your people through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
It's our fellowship time that we'll get up and greet each other.
We go to hard class right now. They got the best coffee in the country.
The next hymn is hymn number 249. There's a song in there. If you are able, please stand. Standing for the responsive reading, which is taken from Psalm 72.
I will give you as a light to the nations, my salvation to the ends of the earth.
That's us.
Oh. Keep the
give the king your justice, O God.
And your righteousness to the royal sun.
May he judge your people with righteousness.
And your poor with justice.
Let the mountains bear prosperity for the people and the hills in righteousness.
May he defend the cause of the poor of the people. Give deliverance to the needy and crush the oppressors.
May he live while the sun endures and as long as the moon throughout all generations.
May he be like rain that falls on the mown grass, like showers that water the earth.
In his days may righteousness flourish and peace abound, till the moon be no more.
May he have dominion from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth.
May his foes bow down before him, and his enemies like the dust. May the kings of Tarshish and of the isles render him tribute. May the kings of Sheba and Seba bring gifts.
May all kings fall down before him. All nations serve him.
For he delivers the needy when they call, the poor and those who have no helper.
He has pity on the weak and needy.
And saved the lives of the needy.
From oppression and violence he redeemed their lives, and he precious is their blood in his sight.
Long may he live. May gold of Sheba be given to him. May prayer be made for him continually, and blessings invoked for him all the day.
May there be abundance of grain in the land. May it wave on the tops of the mountains. May its fruit be like Lebanon.
And may they blossom forth in the cities like the grass of the field.
May his name endure forever. His fame
continue as long as the sun. May people bless themselves by him. All nations call him blessed.
This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. It's our prayer time now as people of God, of faith. We go to God in prayer. We first of all thank God for all the blessings that God has given in our lives. God has given us a life in this world as a gift. And another year to live in this world. It's not because of who we are or what we have done. It's only because of who God is and how great His love is. And we have another opportunity, another year that God has given to be living in this world and to be a blessing. So let us be thankful for that. And we also raise up all those any other items of blessings to thank God. Let us share that together. And then we also bring our prayers of burdens and concerns that we are carrying with us today to the cross. And we lift them up to the Lord together as a church family. Many of us are sick. Many of us need peace in our lives. So let us lift those people up together as a church family to the throne of grace of God. God answers our prayers according to His will and at His time. But it is up to us to ask and we shall receive. If you can turn to the back of the bulletin, there are prayer requests that are listed there.
Pastor?
Yes.
A copy of all the prayer lists that we've recently had are on the back table back there, so people can take a sheet home if they want to.
Okay, so there's an extended prayer list at the back. You can use it as a prayer list for your personal prayers. Definitely we need a lot of prayer at this time. And we wanted to note a couple of people, especially Martha, needs a lot of prayer as she is going back for some more tests and diagnosis to make sure what kind of treatment she needs to have for her cancer. Please hold her up in our prayers. She has been a great blessing to this church for years. And she was teaching our Sunday school. That was a great blessing. And we are missing her already. So we need to keep her in our prayers that God will do miracle through her treatment. Yes.
She goes tomorrow to have fluid drained off her lungs.
Lungs, okay. So please keep her in our prayers. We want to keep Jack in our prayers. We can't miss him, so he's here. And he continues to be here every Sunday and every Wednesday. And we need him. Let us keep him in our prayers. And Eddie is back. And every time Eddie comes back, I'm so thrilled. If Eddie can make it, anybody can make it. Thanks, Eddie, for coming, and we'll hold you up in our prayers. And God is good. My mom has been recovering, but she is very weak in her body, so I may have to make a visit back to India to visit her, depending on her situation. I will let you all know that. Please pray for her. After my dad's passing away, she has been a little depressed. So that's another reason adding to all the difficulties. So please keep her in our prayers that God's peace will be with her. And I want you to continuously pray for our country. As you have already known about the new developments, about war and news and rumors of war that are happening around us, let us pray that God will bring peace to this confusion. Also politically we need some peace and clarity in our country, so let us pray for our leaders as a serious matter. Our president, our vice president, the leaders of Congress and Senate and all those who make decisions in Washington, that they will be humble, not only before God but also before people, that they can be guided by the Spirit of God to make the right decision for the country, that we can become a unified nation and be strong again. So let us pray for our national leadership as a whole on a regular basis.
I have a prayer request.
Okay.
This morning we got confirmation that my little brother will be deployed.
Oh, okay. Do you know where to?
No, they can't tell us.
Okay.
We don't know when or where or how long he's gone.
You see the thing? Let me see that.
No, ex-husband.
Oh. Ex-husband. Haley's half-brother.
Half-brother, oh, okay.
But he's married with two small kids, the same age as Abby.
Where is he at now? But
he's stationed in Germany.
Germany,
right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have to assume with what's going on that
he'll either be going to Iran, Iraq, or Kenya.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what's his name?
Michael Addison.
Okay. Any other prayer requests or any? Yes, Robert.
Pray for the United Methodist Church. Yesterday there was a lot of stuff on the news about the United Methodist Church, and it's in turmoil also.
Yeah, there's a lot of news that are coming out in television and public media, which is not really the correct news. I send an email of clarity to some of the leaders of the church. If you have any questions about the situation of the church and what it's going through, please ask me or one of the leaders here. I send them the email copy. If there is a division, it will be announced properly and formally and without any confusion. That's what the whole purpose is. But we don't know what the future is, but God knows. And God is good, and he has been through us with centuries as this church has been built. So we have gone through situations like this in the past, and we have gone through it before. So we know that we'll get through this also. So please pray for the church and the leaders of the church who make decisions on this. Thank you, Robert. Anything else? Okay, nothing to call out. Let us go to God in prayer, and we'll take a few moments in silence and also bring up our unspoken prayers to God, and then I will close with a summarized prayer. Loving God, we thank you for this time of prayer that you have given us together to bring our prayers of blessings to thank you, and also our prayers of burdens and concerns, so that you can bless us with your blessings at the right time according to your will. You are the one who promised that ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds. Lord, we come to you asking and seeking at this time. We need your presence, we need your care and compassion at this time, Lord. Thank you for the life that you have given us in this world with all its joys and blessings. We thank you for the manifold blessings that you showered upon us in the past. As we step into the new year, we again thank you for the opportunity that you have given us to live in another year, to be a blessing to this world. Bless us, O Lord, as we look up to you for our needs. A lot of things are bothering us, Lord, especially a lot of our friends and family and church members are going through a difficult time with their health. We know that you are the source of all good things and you desire only good things for us, Lord. We seek your presence. We seek your healing. We seek your comfort at this time, Lord. Those who need protection, we ask for guidance for them. Touch those who need your healing and comfort those who are in distress. And strengthen those who are weak, Lord, and empower those who are troubled. We pray for all of those names that we have lifted up in your presence at this time. We especially pray for Martha as she's going back for her treatment plan. We pray that you will bless the doctors and the experts to make the right decisions for her treatment, Lord. Heal her, Lord. We are praying for a miracle in her life. We pray that you will bless her with peace above all. We pray for Jack also, as he is also continuing with the various ways of therapy that he needs. And the diagnosis, we pray that you will continue to guide the doctors to have him the right diagnosis for him as well. We pray for Haley's brother, Michael Addison, and family as they got the announcement for the deployment. We pray that you bless them with your guidance, that he will be stationed according to your will and to be safe wherever he is, Lord. And bless them as a family to be a blessing. Keep them safe wherever they are. And thank you for their service to this country as they protect our freedom to worship and our freedom to live in this country. Thank you for all of those servicemen and women who are putting their lives at harm's way. We pray for them. We especially pray for our national leadership. We pray for wisdom for our president and our vice president, our Congress and Senate, and all those political leaders who make decisions, the cabinet members, especially during this time when people are talking about war and battles and things that will interrupt and disturb the peace of this world. We pray that you are the Prince of Peace who will intervene at this time, Lord, and bring peace to this confusion and the situation. Let the Holy Spirit guide them, Lord, in whatever things and decisions that they make, to make the right decisions so that we can live peacefully with each other around the world. We thank you for all the blessings that you have given us as a country. Help us to be a blessing to others at this time. We also pray for our church as a whole, as we are going through some issues that are dividing our church at this time. Whatever the future is, Lord, we know that we are safe in your hands, and let your will be done according to your will, according to your time. Bless us to be humble, to follow your spirit in whatever way you guide us, Lord. As the wise man from the east was guided by the star, help us always to look up to you for your guidance and not our own will, Lord, and bless us with a humility and obedient heart. Thank you for your presence in our midst. Bless us as we continue our service with your word and also the communion service that we take. Be a blessing to us and so that we can be a blessing to this world. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward for the offering. Thank you. Please stand for the doxology.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him, all loving heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Let us pray. O most merciful and gracious God, you are the source of every good and perfect gift. As we give back a portion of what we have received from you, bless each and every one of us, Lord, who was able to give, and bless those one who was not able to give at this time also. Bless all of them, and care and compassion to all of them, Lord. We ask you to accept this offering of your people so that it become a blessing for your kingdom in this community and around the world. In Jesus' name, Amen.
Amen.
Please remain standing for the scripture reading. It's taken from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 1 through 12.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem, in Judea, during the time of the king Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose, and have came to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all of Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people, chief priests, and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means the least among the rulers of Judea. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I may too go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over a place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down to worship him. They opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And then, having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let us pray. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for your word that you have given us for life and spirit. Bless us with your word, fill us with your power, so that we will experience the power of your word in our lives and be a blessing to this world through our lives, Lord. Help us, Lord, to understand the meanings and the spiritual truths behind the word and the passages that we just heard. Help us, Lord, to understand what it means to be a light in this world so that we can be shining for your kingdom, to spread the love and care and compassion to this world. Bless each and every one of us here, Lord, according to our needs and our desires, but above all, according to your will and your time. Touch, Lord, our hearts that we can be awakened by the revelation of your glory in our lives and into this world. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Rock and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So we are now stepping into the new year. As the first Sunday of the year, we celebrate the Epiphany, where the wise men from the east came and presented Jesus the baby with the gifts that we all know about, and we sang about that today, first song that we sang. It was a good time to exchange gifts, and it's a blessing to have that time to exchange gifts in during the holidays. Now it is the return time. I was passing one of the UPS store last week, and I saw the line outside the store because all the gifts that people got either got messed up or didn't like it. So there's a big line of returns now happening because it's a blessing to have the return option too, because sometimes we don't like something, we have the option to go and return it. But that's a new thing. I don't know if that kind of return was in the past. About 50 years back, you get a gift and you keep it. Then we started another custom about people actually re-gifting gifts. I don't know if you still do that. Now you return it. So either you can get money back or you can exchange with something that you like better. But here is a group of people who, thousands of miles away from the birthplace of Jesus, got a revelation through a star in the sky that a king was being born in a certain place in the west of them. So they decided to analyze the message of the star and pursue that message, and took a long journey to come to see this new baby who was born as king of Jews. But they came with some gifts, as we read. It is gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So they talk about three gifts there, but it doesn't say three kings, even though we sing as we three kings of Orient are. The story is a very interesting story, as many times is portrayed as the wise men coming and presenting their gifts in the manger. I mean, we had a manger here last week. But not exactly true, though. If we read closely the story, they came to the house where Jesus was. That's what we read there. So he may have been in a house, or it may not have been in the manger along with the shepherds as we perceive, but it is not a big deal. I'm just trying to see the difference in picture. At the same time, these three people who came from the, or three or whatever number they came from the east, they were wise men, and they were also kings of some areas like Persia or even India and some eastern countries. So they were highly noble men, and when they travel, like any of the noblemen in our time also travel. When they travel, they have assistants, they have helpers, they have other people who travel with them. So they are not just three people coming with three gifts. It's probably a group of people who undertook a journey from some faraway land to come and see this king, and they came with some gifts. And the main three gifts that are noted here are gold, frankincense, and myrrh, but that doesn't mean that that was the only gift that they brought. They probably brought many other gifts for him as they thought appropriate. And we do the same thing when we actually give people the appropriate gifts that we think it fits them, right? Some gifts come with some hidden messages behind it. A friend of mine actually bought a book in the last church and gave to me, and it says, "How to Become a Better Preacher." I don't think he meant anything bad, but I took it in the positive way, but he actually was trying to be helpful. It's a nice book. So if any of you are trying or planning to buy a book, I have already got that. You don't have to worry about it. So things like that, you know, a gift certificate for a weight loss program and things like that sometimes can come with a hidden a hint of message behind it. So this particular star, even though they brought him gifts, this star was a gift to the people who actually undertook that journey. That star was the gift to the Gentile kings. They were not God's chosen people, as they called them. They were considered to be Gentiles who worshipped idols, and they didn't know the living God that the Jewish people worshipped. And they got a message through a star. And that was a gift for them from God, to let them know that for you there is a Savior now born in this part of Judea, and it is for you to make a decision if you want to go and see him. They didn't have to take that journey. They could have ignored, like the billions of people who saw the star. We still see stars, but we don't see the message behind it. The wise men seek him, and the wise men understand him, and they decided to go and see him and give him gifts. Today is Epiphany Sunday, and we celebrate that. It is the revelation of the Son of God being born into the world to the Gentile people who did not have any understanding of the living God. And it is also a revelation of Christ himself to this world, that he is not the Savior of just a group of people, but to the whole world. So God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. And the greatest stories of Christmas is about the love of God that came to this world through Jesus Christ. It was a timely gift to the Magi. It was a timely gift in the sense that that star was placed or shown up in the sky at the appropriate time. And Bible says that when the fullness of time had come, God sent his Son as a sacrifice to this world. So the fullness of time had come, and it was a timely gift to that group of men in the East, the Gentile people. A timely gift is very important. Like in the last church that we used to attend had a pair of a couple decided to get married. Both of them were in the late 70s. And some of the gifts that they got were very appropriate. That the lady told me that she got a walking stick, hearing aid, batteries, and things like that when you are in that. So the appropriate gift is very important. And the timely gift is also very important. That God gave these wise men, the Gentiles, a timely gift. In the fullness of time, here's the Savior who has been born to you, not just a group of people, but it is also for you. So you take the journey to go and see the King. And it is for the wise to know the signs. The signs behind the star. And they did study it, and they understood the message, and they decided to take the journey. These people were, like I said, very influential people, because they came there looking for the King, and they thought naturally the King should be born in a palace. So they went to Jerusalem. So, and then ended up in the palace of Herod, and you know all that story. And then in order to have that kind of influence to go and meet with the King, that they were some powerful people. You cannot just get access to the King and the palace just because you are some travelers. So they had some influence. They were also trained in astrology and many other sciences, that they were able to analyze the signs in the sky. So they were very highly influential people, and they were motivated to take that treacherous thousands of miles of journey to come and see this King. The only answer that we can see why they pursued that message and took that very strenuous journey was because they got the revelation as a gift, and they knew that it was a gift from God. Every moment of opportunity, every moment of life that we have been given in this world is a gift from God. And if we understand the meaning of that gift, then our life will be changed forever. Our life is a gift from God, and every moment that we are given in this world is a gift. And also it is for the wise to understand what the message behind it is. It is for those to know the signs. It's a sign that the prophets and the forefathers said thousands of years ago that a Savior will be born. It was told since the fall of Adam in the garden. This was foretold by many, many prophets, and even some Gentile religions have prophesied about a Son of God appearing into this world. And that's what caught their attention, and they followed this star. It's also a star of great news. Whatever the bright star was, it certainly got the attention of the wise men. God always speaks loud enough for a willing ear to hear. The sign of Jesus' coming were clear enough for anyone to see. The wise men heard and did something. The shepherds heard it and they did something. And the religious leaders heard it, but they did nothing. That's where we need to understand the difference between the messages. The star was a guiding star. Even they made mistakes, but God directed them on their way back, even though they ended up in the palace and had all the terrible things happen during that time, but God took them in a different route. They went back to their homeland through a different route. During the holidays, we slip easily into the roles of the Magi that played. We bear gifts. We traverse afar, but sometimes we don't stay close enough to the Lord, just like the Magi did. They came, they left. But ours is to stay closer to Him, because the Christmas doesn't end with gift giving. And Christmas doesn't end with the birth of Jesus. But there's a ministry that comes after that. A ministry of dedication, care, compassion, healing. And then death, sacrifice, and resurrection. That is what the message of the star was that was given to the wise men of the East. And we all are given a star in the East. There's a star in the East with a message that we need to follow. Every one of us is a star for somebody else. If you are sitting, I don't know how this church is built, is it east-west? So if you are looking to the east of you, there's a star, somebody sitting behind you or next to you. That's a message that somebody needs you. Somebody needs your presence. Somebody needs your care. Somebody needs your love. A star is there every day looking at us, but are we looking at it with the eyes of the wise men to see the message, to understand the message and follow the journey that they took to guide them to this Jesus? It takes deep faith and profound hope to see beyond the manger to a guiding star in this world. In Luke chapter 21, we read about a widow who gave 2 coins to the treasury. And Jesus looked at it and said, all these people gave their gifts out of their wealth, but this poor woman gave out of poverty, put all she had to live on. Whatever we have in this world is not ours. It is God's gift to us, and it is for us to share with others at the right time, at the right place, in the time of need. The present may not look exciting, but God is a good God in the present, and He is a God of the present and the future. He holds great plans for you and me if we follow the message of the star that God has placed in the east of you or west of you. May God bless us with these words so that we can become a gift, a star to others in this world. May God bless you. We will have Holy Communion today with the intention as you partake the Holy Communion by serving, we'll be serving the bread, and you take then dip it in the chalice in the juice, and then you take part in the communion. Dean will be helping me with that. As we take the communion, please be humble before God so that we can be a blessing, to be a star shining in the east for this world, to be a bright light to others. The communion is open to all. As a United Methodist Church communion, it's an open table. We don't have any discrimination of any color, caste or church or anything, as long as you believe that Jesus is the Savior of the world. Please come and join us. Babies can join as well. And please take this opportunity. If you have never surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, use this time as an opportunity to surrender your life to God. And if you have any particular prayer that you want to pray, please kneel down at the altar after the communion and take time to pray. And if you would like to join the church, please stay back behind at the altar. We'll be happy to accept you today to the membership of the church.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth. Before the mountains were brought forth, for you had formed the earth from everlasting to everlasting, you alone are God. You created light out of darkness and brought forth life on the earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through your prophets. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest.
Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ, in whom you have revealed yourself, our light and our salvation. You sent a star to guide wise men to where the Christ was born, and in your signs and witnesses, in every age and through all the world, you have led your people from afar places to his light. By the baptism of his suffering, death and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself for us, he took the bread, and he gave thanks to you and broke the bread and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup. He gave thanks to you and gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of this, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and drink. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your Holy Church, through your all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
We already had the Lord's Prayer. So this is the time for the communion. As the ushers guide you, please come forward and take part in this communion. We have a gluten-free bread available. Those who are gluten-free, please ask for the blood. Write that here. Okay. You can come there, Eddie.
I come.
Let us pray and give thanks to God.
Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves to others. In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The closing hymn is I Stand Amazed in the Presence, 371. If you are able, please stand. People of God, may God grant us the grace that you may go into the world and be a shining star of the east to someone to the east or west of you, to be a blessing with a message to go and see Jesus Christ the King. Now may Lord Christ himself and our God Father, who has loved us and given us everlasting consolation and good hope, comfort you with all peace and comfort in the days to come. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you, now and forevermore. Amen.